Actually, it's Andy Pate, party of choice.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, along with conservative mama Rachel Keene. Rachel, are you having fun today?
Oh, yes, totally. I'm on the fun train.
You're on the fun train.
I'm all aboard.
I told everybody that you would be slobbering drunk by the third hour.
No,
Are you okay?
I'm holding it together. I'm holding it together.
You look very sober.
Thank you. It's lemon water. That's it. I promise.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, on the line right now, we have Cindy Gelston. And Cindy Gelston wants to talk, I believe, about HB 211209, a bill that right now is going ominously through the State House. Cindy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. And you just stole my first line.
That's okay. That's because it's called a lead-in. It's a setup.
So what is this bill, Cindy, that we're to be alerted about right now?
The bill states that, well, first of all, it states that 18 to 22-year-olds who've been convicted of a felony are eligible for parole after completion of 50% or 15 calendar years, provided that they don't have any disciplinary actions. And the first item is we're increasing the age of juveniles now to 21. That's the first problem. And then when they say convicted of felonies, they are also including in this first-degree murder.
Okay, now wait a minute. Ho. So juveniles right now are 18, correct?
Correct.
And they're going to increase the age of juveniles to 21.
No.
Yes.
At the same time when, by the way, some of the exact same politicians in our state want people to be able to vote when they're 16. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Yes.
Cindy, what are they thinking? So they're thinking basically we're going to let somebody out in 15 years when they were supposed to be, what, 30 years? So you're talking serious crime.
Yeah. Life without parole for juveniles basically means 40 years. It doesn't mean life.
Okay.
It means 40 years.
Now, why would somebody get, really quick, just so people understand, why would somebody get life without parole as a juvenile? What do they do? What's the crime?
Well, the crime, when they get life without parole, generally what they've committed is first-degree murder.
Wow.
Exactly. That's what I was kind of getting to. Cindy, is this personal to you?
Yeah, basically it is. My son was coming home from Boulder on the evening of November 6, 2009, and he was targeted by five juveniles at Union Station and followed from Union Station to Park Meadows, where they surrounded him, called him disparaging names, and demanded his belongings.
Okay, well, hold, just a second. So they followed him from Union Station to Park. They hunted
him. Park Meadows.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Go ahead. And so now they're at Park Meadows. What happened?
And then they surrounded him, called him disparaging names, and shot him in the back when he tried to flee.
Wow.
And this sentencing is going to affect not only me, but there are many other mothers out there that I've met over the years that will also be affected. And I feel compelled to speak out because the bill doesn't address the victims in any meaningful way.
Wow.
And also, when they say 15 calendar years, 15 calendar years doesn't mean 15 years as we think of it, 365 days.
What does it mean?
What it means is that they get days subtracted from that 365 days when they behave. Every month they get extra days subtracted. Every time they take a course, they get more time subtracted. So as it turns out, most inmates will only serve 30% of their time. So, for example, and this has already happened in my case, a 10-year sentence turns out to be a 3-year sentence.
Wow. How, Cindy, I am so sorry for your loss. How long were the people that did this to your son, were they sentenced?
Well, it's still being adjudicated, so I can't really get into it. But the three of them so far, two of them have gotten 10-year sentences. Like I said, one of them's out already.
Wow.
The next one's due out in the fall. Oh. And the third one got a 20-year sentence, but he will actually only serve probably about 8.
That's insane.
Cindy, for crying out loud, what is with some of these politicians? And I guess I'm asking your opinion here, but let me give mine, okay? They're nuts.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand why we look at it as such a forgivable and quickly forgivable thing when you murder someone. We're talking first degree murder.
It's a life taken. I mean,
most of us, we normals, go through life and we don't even come close to the thought of maybe somehow possibly killing somebody, except in self-defense, of course. I mean, we would not even think of doing this. They're taking people who have literally done this and they want them back out in the streets faster. And by the way, if you're saying they serve a third of their term and they cut their term to 15, are you saying they could be out in as low as 5 years?
For first degree murder, not likely.
Okay, yeah.
We're talking, usually what they do, usually what happens is, and that's what happened with the three that I just mentioned, they took plea deals.
Yeah.
You know, so they pled that's to a common. Lesser crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's common, and they pled to a lesser crime. But what this bill does is they want to place them in a special program that they, if they complete, then they're eligible for parole. And it's presumed that they will get this parole. And they want to give these folks a second chance, an issue with.
Right. Of course, I understand. I would have an issue with that as well, being a mom. Do we know the motive behind this? Like, do we know who's, like, lobbying for this? Who's pushing this? Do we know? Yes. Have any details?
The people, the House sponsors the bill are Gonzalez Gutierrez and Doherty, and the Senate sponsorship is Senator Lee. And what they're basically basing this on is neuroscience. But because neuroscience says that the brain doesn't mature until about the mid-20s, and so therefore they're not really, the decision-making process of the brain is not fully developed, and so they're not fully responsible for what they do, and therefore they need they deserve a second chance. However, that's only part, while this is true, it's only part of what the neuroscientists have said.
Right.
You know, because it's very, the brain development is not static, it's constantly changing over time, and that some individuals mature as early as 8 years, others not till their mid-30s, and from what I've seen, some people not at all.
Right. But, that's so true. Yeah.
But,
we call those politicians, Cindy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. I was thinking that, but I didn't want to say it. Anyway, so that's their thinking, but they're not, they're not looking at the entire body of neuroscience, but that's, and they wanted best practices is the term that they frequently use when they talk about this is the best practice. You know, they're not mature. They can be rehabilitated.
Right.
And we don't, and the special program that they want to put them in has only been only been utilized for like the last 2 years. So they don't have any statistics on it yet in terms of recidivism. And so we're trying to work a few, amendments and see if we could get someone to sponsor those amendments for us that would maybe perhaps make this bill a little better.
Yeah,
because let's face it, we got to be tough on crime, Cindy. If we're going to look for every possible way to cut the penalty for these things, you're only going to see more of it.
Right, right. And this is where, earlier in this show, Cindy, we were talking about children, considering taking chemicals to.
Yeah, this is in Arkansas. Saying it's okay for kids to take chemicals and
alter their bodies, if they feel like if they have a gender dysmorphia, right? So these are young children making these decisions. And then on the other side, we've got these same politicians advocating for shorter sentences. So it's like, what do they believe? Either the brain isn't fully developed or it is fully developed.
Right, I mean, you're basically saying...
They're contradicting...
These are left-wing politicians either way. These are left-wing politicians either saying young people of any age can have their bodies changed forever and they can make that kind of decision with their body, but young people of any age shouldn't be held responsible
for
killing somebody else's body, at least not held as responsible as... Quite honestly, I think they should be.
Yeah.
What do you think, Cindy?
Well, I have a quote right in front of me. In this case, Hodgson versus Minnesota.
Let's hear it.
The American Psychological Association argued that the adolescent decision-making is virtually indistinguishable from adult decision-making by the age of 14 or 15. Okay. So, you know, what you just said about, you know, you can't have it both ways, and that you're either, you know, your brain is mature or not mature. Well, they're still arguing about it.
Right, right.
You know, Scalia said the same thing when they were in the process of passing the Supreme Court decision in 2012 banning life without parole for juveniles. And so it's just a real process, and they're chipping away at it. It's 21 now, but the original bill before it was pre-amended was 24. Mm.
So now they want to say here in Colorado, let me make sure I've got this right before we ask you for some battle plans here, okay, for some advice on what to do. They're saying anyone up through the age of 21 will be considered a juvenile.
Correct.
And we will be able to cut their sentencing if they jump through certain hoops that a bunch of counselors or whatever in the prison system say are good enough, and then put them back on the streets.
Cut it in half, though, right, Andy? Isn't that?
Yeah. So, I mean, or as much as, and put them back on the streets after they have murdered innocent people. Is that basically what we're talking about here, Cindy?
Correct.
Wow. Correct. Okay. Tell us really quick, what can people do to get involved? What do you recommend?
Well, what I recommend is that, you know, our loved ones basically deserve better than this from our lawmakers. Their lives mattered. So you need to remember the victims and show compassion, and you can let your state representatives know how you feel about such a law. Just a short paragraph, nothing complicated, what you think and why. And what you can do is just email them. And you can get the emails of all the representatives and the senators off the Colorado General Assembly website. And you can also get a copy of this bill, 21-1209.
21-1209. Folks, I hope you're writing that down. 21-1209. Yeah. Go ahead.
House Bill 21-1209. And just a little warning, it's a little difficult to read, and you're going to have to read it a couple of times. It's only, you know, 9 pages, but it's a legal document, so it's, you know, some of it is a little hard to interpret.
Cindy, can I throw in one last piece of advice here? Brevity sells. Brevity. When you write about this, folks, don't gush for pages. Do a paragraph or two, right, Cindy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Even if you just put bullet statements down, you know, like simple sentences, you know, just bullet statements, and that's good enough. Right to the point, because you don't need to get very verbose, because otherwise they won't read it.
Right. So true.
All right. Well, Cindy Gelston, thank you so much for joining us and alerting to us, bringing us some awareness on this. This is really frightening.
Yeah.
But with people like you leading the way, maybe we can shut it down. All right.
We're certainly trying. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Thank you, Cindy.
All righty. Bye.
Bye. Okay. You ready for a break?
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Okay. Next up is Gino's Auto. Make sure your vehicle is in top working order. You know, people have been putting all these things off during COVID. You know, they really have.
They have,
shows.
Yes.
Have you ever seen so many car problems, people lined up along the side of the roads, pulled over?
Lots, I have.
It's amazing how many cars are broken down right now. It's because of COVID. People have been staying out. They haven't been keeping up on it. Folks, keep up on it. And by the way, if you're anywhere on the west side of Denver, get it done right. Call Geno's at 303-794-6700, or you can find them at genosautoservice.com.
For over 38 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Geno's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
All right, next is Franktown Firearms. Man, have you noticed the war that we've got on our Second Amendment taking place right now?
Oh, my gosh.
Biden, all out executive orders today.
He's sick.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Well, Franktown Firearms, right now there's a wait to get a gun for 6 days to buy a firearm.
And that's getting longer.
It's getting longer. So if you're looking to start a collection or to add to it, and I highly recommend it right now, buy guns, buy ammo is my motto.
Yep.
So you want to get into Franktown, 720-770-777, or you can find Franktown at klzradio.com.
Regardless of your starting point, Franktown Firearms will take your shooting skills a level up. Maybe you've never shot a gun before, and you want to get over your fear of pulling the trigger. Maybe you consider yourself an experienced marksman, but you've never received tactical training, and you want to develop muscle memory to respond in any situation. Head trainer Karen Murray and her team of trainers at Franktown Firearms design their classes to cater to your level of ability and prior knowledge, offering a diversity of firearms platforms from static to moving and shooting to target acquisition engagement. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Okay, welcome back. KLZ 560. This is Rachel Keene, conservative mama, with Andy Pate of
The Party of
the
Choice.
The Party of Choice. I always draw a party of choice. The so, Andy, choice, yeah. You've got something from Marco Rubio. What is
I
this?
Do. Marco Rubio tore into Major League Baseball. Way to go, Marco.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he says, hey, guys, last week you decided that the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport is by relocating this year's All-Star game from Atlanta because of Georgia's revised election law. What garbage, by the way.
Yeah.
The law was fine.
Yes.
It is a decision that will have bigger impact on countless small and minority-owned businesses in and around Atlanta that the new election law never will. And it's one that reeks of hypocrisy. But here's what he says next, and I love this.
Yeah.
Will Major League Baseball now end its engagement with nations that do not hold elections at all, like China and Cuba?
No.
Will you end your lucrative financial relationship with Tencent, a company with deep ties to the Communist Party and actively helps the Chinese government hunt down and silence political dissidents? Since Major League Baseball now appears eager to use its platform to demonstrate unwavering support for fundamental human rights, will you cease your relationship with the Chinese government, which at this very moment is committing genocide?
Yes.
He goes on from there.
Yeah.
My goodness.
It's so spot on.
Everything he said is right.
Yeah, everything he said is right. And I, Andy, this like strikes kind of close to home. Not close to home, but I... leading into the 2020 election, I specifically partnered with a think tank out in D.C. to talk about the Chinese Communist Party and what they're doing and how they are infiltrating our country, our leadership,
oh,
our
yeah.
politics, our businesses. And I had on a woman that was actually held in a concentration camp in China. She escaped. She was there for over a year. And what she described that happened to her was the most tormenting, horrific, evil atrocities that they do to these people in these camps. I also talked to an Uyghur who is a Muslim migrant, minority.
Oh, they're
a Muslim minority there. And the fact that the MLB is speaking out against the fact that Georgia wants to have ID, basically an ID to vote.
Yeah.
But they're completely fine with doing business deals with the Chinese Communist Party while they are literally torturing innocent people, raping women, forced impregnation, and then also forced abortions are taking place. And
but that's all fine. You see,
it's
because
just so messed up.
Because
it's
Georgia
so
says that political parties cannot give out water while you're waiting in line. No, they can't, folks. That's called electioneering.
Right.
You can't give out anything that is seen as bribery while somebody's waiting in line to vote.
Yeah. Hi.
What's the matter with
you
people?
Can. Yeah. Hey, here's some donuts. By the way, look at the candidate I'm supporting.
Yes.
Or hint, hint, hint. No.
You can't do that. And
you
by
can't.
The way, Georgia didn't say they couldn't have water in line.
Right.
They said political parties, political activists can't bring that stuff to you. For crying out loud. And by the way, Joe Biden lied flat out about that.
Yeah.
He lied flat out. And he got exposed for it. And that's
right.
Good. My goodness.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Major League Baseball. Let me ask you to do this. Play ball, not politics,
right.
Okay?
And that, you know,
keep
I,
it out of,
I actually did my most recent satire, which is being heavily censored, but it was a comedic sketch basically on the woke corporations. Like, I cannot tell you how many people I've talked to that said, I don't want to know your politics when I'm watching a movie. I don't want to know where you stand politically or who your favorite guy is that's running. I don't want to see it when I'm shopping. I don't want to know where you stand. People want to escape from this stuff, and these woke corporations, which are really all backing a globalist agenda. I mean, that's what this,
oh, yeah,
this comes down to. Like, it all comes down to globalism and their push for it. But they're invading every aspect of our lives, and we just want to break from it. We really do.
By the way, you want to know who you talked about Chinese infiltration.
Yeah.
The number one way the Chinese have infiltrated America is through woke corporations.
Right.
Heavy Chinese money pouring in to these woke corporations, which, by the way, these corporations complain about racism and the treatment of women, and they're backed by the Chinese.
Terrible.
Who are committing racial genocide.
Yes.
And they oppress
women
into forced abortions.
Yes.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. But we all know, like, if you're paying attention, you know the agenda behind this, right? It's a push for globalization. It's a push. They don't want Georgia to be able to hold true elections. They don't
no.
want that. They want to take Georgia. They want to turn it completely solid blue. Like, they want to turn the whole country blue. That's their goal. And so these corporations now are behind this thing. And it's becoming so in your face. And I think what's happening, though, is more and more people are waking up, because the fact this isn't about, you know, hey, we really care about election laws, or we feel like we're really suppressing the vote. It's offensive to anybody out there if they don't think that you, because of your race or your gender, that you are incapable of getting an ID. That's not the argument here. The argument is we want to turn this state blue and we want to be able to cheat.
The argument is we want to cheat.
Yeah.
Let's sum
right.
it up. We want to cheat.
Yeah.
They're the we
and
want
we're
to
upset
cheat
about
part.
It. Uh-huh.
All right, let's go to break, because we're not cheaters. We got to play by the rules here. Extreme Auto Repair. Folks, if we don't keep up the maintenance on our cars, their value drops too quickly. That's why Extreme Auto is like a financial advisor for your car. They know what maintenance pays off, holds that value, keeps you safer behind the wheel. So call Extreme at 303-841-1071, or you can find them at klzradio.com.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list, showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Get your auto body work and mechanical repairs done at the same place. Most people have one shop for auto body work and another for mechanical repairs and maintenance. But Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop can handle both. Al and Jamie Sturm are constantly looking for new ways to provide better, more convenient service for their customers, because they're driven by one simple goal: to help more people. At A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City, they do their best to handle everything in-house, so you don't need to be relying on the dealers to get your vehicle back. Bring your vehicle into a good shop for auto body work, and they'll take care of your struts, brakes, and alignment at the same time. Auto body and mechanical work all under one roof. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A good shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with conservative mama Rachel Keene. On the line right now, we have Ken in Denver. Ken, how are you?
I'm pretty good. This message is for John and his brother. I pray to the Lord that there would be some divine intervention. I pray to the Lord that he would come down and stand in front of John and say to him, "Go, see to your brother, for he shall live." And the only people that could say that is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And if they say it, it will happen. And I hope they hear me. And I hope that the other followers and believers that listen to this station will do the same and humble themselves in front of the Lord and pray for John and his brother.
Ken, thank you so much. And absolutely, all of our thoughts and prayers go out to John Rush and his brother. And Ken, thanks for reminding all of us of just what a great fan base that John has that's always lifting him up every day. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, yes. Ken.
You're welcome.
You have a great day.
Take care and stay safe.
You too, Ken. Take care. All right, folks, on the line right now with us is Scott Garlis. Scott, how are you?
Hey, Andy, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. What do you have for us this week?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, jobs numbers. They came out last week, and they were great.
Oh, good.
Yay!
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What do you think was the driving factor behind those?
A lot of the things we've been talking about this economy is in better shape than people think it is. And then the vaccinations and everything that was put in place by Operation Warp Speed with moving forward with this stuff. I believe, through last night, the number of people in this country that have received at least one shot is on now 170 million people. And we were at 3 million at the end of last year. That's a big change.
Yeah, Operation Warp Speed had put all this right in motion that this was going to happen. I don't know, Scott, why people were surprised by it or why they felt that, COVID was still going to be hammering this economy that bad going into the summer.
I can't agree with you more. Again, I think one of the things that happened here was the national media, the television, a lot of people, they were accentuating all the scary stuff because people, whether we like it or not, people tend to pay more attention to that sometimes, and they weren't looking at all the positive momentum that was building and what was going to happen. So what we saw last week was we added nearly a million jobs in the month of March, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That was about double what we saw in February. And then on top of that, we had another service, ADP. They do a lot of data processing for companies. They do payroll services. What they saw was a gain of, I believe it was 518,000. That was triple from what they saw in February. And the biggest thing here is, as the economy bounces back, a lot of the jobs we lost were in the service industry, which is like travel and dining. They saw the biggest gains last month.
Well, and also people are being able to go to those things more often now.
Yeah.
I mean, people were literally being barred from going to bars and from going to restaurants and from, flying and so forth. That's all easing up now. Scott, do you see that easing up a lot more over the next 2 months? Because I really do. I see a big summer ahead.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, no, and I think you guys are spot on. It is, I think it's going to ease up big time, and especially, so 170 million people getting at least one shot puts us over half of the eligible population. I believe the eligible population, 16 and older, is about 260 million out of a total of 333 million in this country, I think the number is. And they're already, Pfizer and Moderna are working on a vaccine for children, and they're having success in their early trials. you know, as we start to see that happen, that could happen later this year, that'll put the economy in an even better place. But yes, I think this summer we are going to see explosive growth.
Well, yeah, we've got all this pent-up demand, Scott.
Yeah.
I mean, people are just ready to spend. They are ready to get out. They are ready to roll. And quite honestly, they've been held back too long.
Mm-hmm.
This is correct. And as an example, like last week I talked about we'd gone on vacation to Key West, and we were blown away by like how hard it was to get a reservation in a restaurant. But so one of the things that we put off last year, our children are 8 and 6, was doing a trip to Disney World. So we saw an advertisement on TV recently. You can get rooms 30% off. So we looked into it. My wife and I booked a trip for 4 nights to take the kids to Disney World in June. We went back in 2 days after we booked it. It was sold out.
Oh my goodness!
Whoa!
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. You have to book different. So you buy a pass. The parks are only at 35% capacity. So you have to buy a pass for the different parks depending on what day you want to go, and you can't buy a partial pass or any of the stuff. And we were going to do Magic Kingdom the first day. I think it's the Hollywoodland has Star Wars. My son loves that. The second day, and then go back to Magic Kingdom. We only booked the first 2 days. We went back the day after we booked the trip to go to Magic Kingdom again. It was completely booked up.
Wow.
So that tells me, just to your point of pent-up demand, people want to get out and do stuff and spend money.
Scott, before we go any further here, what is your title again? Because let's face it, you're a finance guru, but what is your actual title?
Yeah, so I am the editor of the Stansberry Newswire, and
right.
I'm also a senior research analyst.
Okay, but by being a finance guru, let's face it, you're a life guru. So you can kind of look forward and you can see what's coming in the months ahead. So tell me this. Just the way we've been living our lives, going out, not being able to go out, how is life going to look different, say, 2 months from now, from how it did 2 months ago?
Yeah.
It is. I think people are going to go. They want to patronize all these places that when they were doing it before, you know, maybe they weren't going out as much before. And I think now they're going to want to go out, and they're going to want to give that waiter an extra tip for a while, and all these things. And I just think there is going to be a lot of kindness and decency that we see take place because people miss that camaraderie and being around one another.
Yeah.
And they're going to spend. And I think that's all going to be very good for this economy. And I think we're all going to realize how much we missed not spending as much time with others or meeting strangers. And I think it'll be very uplifting, and I think there will be a positive feedback loop for people. And that's, and again, I think that'll fuel these other things like spending, and people just, they will enjoy going out, and they'll remember how much they like doing those things. I know my wife, we've been, you know, very observant of these things and careful, and really haven't gone out. And I know she's dying to go spend the night out by ourselves. We did it on vacation, but let's get a babysitter and go have fun.
Yeah, she called me and asked me to tell you to take her out more. She's very upset, Scott. She's very upset.
But people people do. People need people. I know that sounds cheesy. I've said that before, I think, on air with John. Is it Barbara Streisand? Like, we do. We need people, and there's like this desperate need to get around other people and be with people and to see people. And I hope that we see more and more of that as the months unfold here.
Well, Scott, along those lines, will people be able to be around people with fewer masks? And this is just as important, less distancing. Because I think we got to see that if we want this thing to really rev up, we got to be able to ditch the masks, see each other's faces, see the face of that waiter, and relax, because that relaxes that wallet.
It totally does. And I think that's going to happen. I think that'll take time. I think after going through all of this, people are going to be guarded about that.
They're going to, and
as they feel better, and there's a comfort factor that picks up around that, I think you'll see things like that start to happen. And, you know, when you see, as you see, you know, infections drop off, that'll increase that comfort factor. And at the end of the day, I mean, one of the big things here is the consumer is 70% of economic output in this country. And for economic output to really pick up, you need a confident consumer. And so I think as this all develops, that'll mean that much more for economic momentum going forward.
Yeah, and I think you need a relaxed consumer too.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, and really quick, Scott, because one of the places that went bankrupt early on was Victoria's Secret. And I've used them as an example. Who goes to Victoria's Secret? Generally, young women who want to look really pretty in these pretty things and stuff like this. My wife would drag me in there, and I was miserable, by the way. I just hated it. But anyway, this, when a girl is wearing a mask, she's not feeling hot.
No.
Okay, she is not feeling like going into a place like that. It's not as fun.
Right.
And so places like that really took it on the chin horribly right away.
Yep.
And I'm just thinking that maybe places like that can start to rebound. I mean, do you see that coming into the summer?
Oh, definitely. I think shopping in general, I mean, you know, I am not a blue jeans wearer, and all I've worn is blue jeans during the pandemic. I have two pair, and I think I might go a week or two in one pair at a time, and then I switch it up because I think they're getting dirty.
Yeah.
But, but that's what you, when it started, I was wearing pajama bottoms. I'm like, well, gosh, I don't feel like an adult all of a sudden.
Yeah. No, I have not wanted to go shopping. I have not. Because it's like,
it's not fun.
Yeah, no, it's not fun. And like when you're in like a department store or whatever, it's kind of fun, you know, checking out what other people are wearing. Okay, that's a cute outfit. You know, like none of that's happening. It's like get in and get out. It's just not a fun, it's not an enjoyable experience.
You know, that's so true. Every time I go to the mall, I draw a crowd because people are looking at me and saying, what a cute outfit. They are.
Really? It's, okay.
I don't mean to brag.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that doesn't happen. It happens to my wife. All right, Scott Garlis at Stansberry. Scott, how can people read more of your stuff and get some common sense wisdom on economics?
Sure. Come to stansberryinvestor.com. We have a lot of free content you can get. Also, you can check out some of our paid stuff, and we're there to help the little guy.
Fantastic. Awesome. Okay, Scott, thank you so much. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you guys for your time.
You bet. Take care. Okay, folks, next up is Flesh and Beck. I know what you're thinking. Something's gone wrong, maybe a car accident, but you can't afford a good lawyer. No, you can't afford not to have a good one. And Kevin Flesh works on a contingency basis. He doesn't get paid until you win. So get yourself a great lawyer with Kevin Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. Call Flesh and Beck at 303-806-8886 or go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLC's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
All right, Novus Auto Glass. Rachel, that chip in your windshield, when does it become a crack? At the best time or the worst time?
The absolutely worst time ever.
I know it does every time. So get ahead of it. Call Novus Auto Glass. With cutting-edge technology, they're fast, friendly, and ready to take care of smart people like you, people who think ahead. Contact Novus Auto Glass. That's N-O-V-U-S at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
You can breathe easy knowing you'll have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. Now you have the luxury of deciding how you'll spend that money to make it work even harder for you. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a plan to minimize taxes and fees so your savings last. Before you stop contributing to your 401k or IRA and start taking distributions, you'll want to have a plan in place to make certain your money will help you achieve your goals. If you should need long-term care at some point, you'll want to make sure your kids get a break. Al Smith will show you how to set up supplemental coverage so your kids have some help and it's already paid for. It's time to shift your focus from wealth accumulation to wealth preservation with KLZ's Retirement Planning Specialist. Set up a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Because of the pandemic, Connect for Health has opened up a special enrollment period so you can switch to a different health insurance plan. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts for help finding the right coverage at the best price. 303-423-0162. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with the talented conservative mama, Rachel Keene. And on the line right now, we've got Jersey Joe. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Doing all right. I'm doing all right.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just good. Hey, I'm going to get Rachel's take on this. Rachel, I don't know if you heard, but in January in California, Governor Newsom signed into a law that allowed prisoners to select the type of prison they want to go to based upon their stated gender identity. And since then, 255 male prisoners have said, I identify as a woman and I want to be transferred to to a woman's prison.
No.
So, had you heard that?
No, this is just so twisted. Is it not so twisted? What is wrong with our world right now?
Well, you know, now so, Joe and I have been teenage boys, and I know that,
if I was a guy, I'd say the same thing. I'd be like, I need to get to the ladies' prison.
Andy, would you identify as being taken to the the girls' locker room in high school? Yeah.
So this is going to be like watching a train wreck in slow motion. So number one, of course, there's going to be pregnancies among the female prisoners.
Yes.
And two, I'm sure there's going to be complaints about sexual assaults, possibly even rape.
Of course.
So what is the state legislature going to do when female prisoners start turning up pregnant or complaining that they've been raped? What's the legislature going to do then about the mess they've made?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, they're going to say you're only identifying as pregnant.
Yeah, are you really pregnant? Yes, I'm pregnant.
Joe, they are setting up so many legal problems for themselves because they don't want to accept biology. Hey, I'm sorry, biology happens.
Yes.
Well, they've dug this enormous hole, and I think in the next 6 to 9 months, you know, it's going to be just an incredible mess, and I'm just going to sit back and laugh as they try to extricate themselves from this hole they dug. Which is now my segue to the next hole being dug.
Yes.
So, Rachel, I don't know if you heard, but apparently Governor Cuomo of New York was unhappy that his state was only number two in terms of people leaving his state because, you know, California was number one.
Okay.
So he was bound and determined to reclaim the number one spot. So in an effort to reclaim the number one spot for the greatest annual loss in population, the state legislature, at his urging, has proposed a tax rate that will push New York into the number one spot personal income tax rate in the entire of all 50 states. If you work in New York City under this proposal, you will pay 14.8% in personal income taxes. That'll be your top tax rate if you work in New York City.
Now, wait, is that for New York City and state combined? How is that?
State and city combined, 14.8%.
Wow.
My gosh.
Wow.
That's horrible.
Why would you stay? Why would anyone stay at this point?
And that's the point. Appreciate, if you're in a bracket where you're paying 14.8%, you have the money to leave. You don't have to be in New York.
No.
I mean, Rush Limbaugh picked up and left. He said, screw this.
Yep.
You know, he led an exodus to Florida. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Elon Musk left California for Texas.
Yep.
Yeah.
People with that kind of money don't, you know, they can, their money is fungible. Uh-huh. And they will pick up, So, and here's the left. They said, well, it's going to generate $4.3 billion in incremental tax revenues. That assumption is based on the flawed assumption that 100% of the people who are currently paying taxes will remain there and continue to pay the higher number.
Joe, can you ask me something? How come young people who vote for all this don't seem to understand the simple phrase, the rich are not your prisoner? They can leave.
Right.
They think that tax rates and tax revenues go in lockstep. In fact, Reagan proved the opposite. I'm going to go back to 1985. Reagan convinced the Democratic legislature in this state and Senate, excuse me, in the House and state, in two steps to reduce the tax rates by a total of 45%.
Right.
He took it from 71% down to 35%. Tax revenues soared by 75%.
Right.
They soared. They set all-time new high records. In fact, most people won't believe this, but under the Trump tax plan, which everybody said, oh, it's responsible for the deficit, the U.S. set an all-time new record high for tax revenues in calendar year 2019 under the new lower Trump tax rates.
Right.
That's what happens when you take 3 million formerly unemployed net tax receivers and convert them into 3 million employed net taxpayers.
Right. And we didn't have time to discuss this on the show, but did you hear that Bezos came out in support of this corporate tax hike, corporation tax hike to pay for the infrastructure? And it's so funny because people are like, that are not paying attention. They're like, oh, that's wonderful. You know, here's the one of the richest men in the world. He really supports, you know, what people don't understand is these people, they know how to get around all of this.
Yep.
Like they have it all set up to avoid
this.
But
the small business owner
can't. It's the small business owner that gets hit by this. And it just infuriates me that these people don't get it. You're not sticking it to Bezos here. You're sticking it to the small mom and pop business owner that's trying to, you know, to set out on their own with an entrepreneur spirit, and they're the ones that are getting hit.
And the consumer, because as John Rush points out, corporations don't pay taxes. You do. They just build the taxes into the price of the product.
Exactly.
Every time.
Exactly.
Every time.
And Rachel, I don't know if you heard the show last night, but the international, you know, more than half the goods sold in this country in this year actually come from overseas.
Yeah.
And did you listen to the show last night?
No, I was not able to.
Well, here's a quick example. Honda USA assembles cars in Marysville, Ohio, but they build those cars with engines, transmissions, and engine computer modules they get from the parent company, Honda International. Honda International, when it supplies those major components to Honda USA, which is a separate legal subsidiary, does so at a transfer price that they control. If they want to make profits in the U.S., which they've been doing the last couple of years because of our low tax rate, they set those transfer prices low, and they report the profits in the U.S., and they pay the lower U.S. tax rate. You jack those tax rates up higher than Japan's tax rate, and Honda USA, along with Toyota, Nissan, Samsung, LG, is just going to jack up the transfer pricing, make zero taxable profit in the U.S., and pay Japan or Korean taxes. They're not going to pay U.S. taxes. So tax rates go up, tax revenues will go down.
That's billions gone. Billions gone that we got to make up.
Or they up and leave altogether.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a treat for China, because a lot of these companies that don't work around it, that don't know how to figure it out, they will up and leave. And then it's job loss for Americans.
It's terrible. Joe, you got a minute.
Not done with New York. And by the way, as part of their new $200 billion budget, they've included a provision where they will give illegal aliens, they call them undocumented workers, up to $15,000 a year in with state money. Just here's your check. It's like an ongoing weekly stimulus, $500 a week. They've built that into the budget. So they think they're going to pay for it by getting $4.3 billion from taxing the billionaires. and they're going to spend $2.1 billion giving weekly checks to the illegal aliens in the state.
Wow.
Joe, are you against that, you racist? Why are you so full of hate that you don't want to give 15 grand a year to people who invaded us?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just insanity. And a year from now, I just can't wait to see what happens when the money that they're counting on doesn't materialize.
Right.
And they've dug themselves a budget hole, and they have reclaimed the number one state, number one spot as losing the most population in a year.
Yeah, but you're not sure of that, Joe, because California has big plans. No. You got to believe in them,
California,
man.
California wants to keep the first place position.
Yeah, it's going to be a hold my beer, watch this.
Yeah, right.
All right, Jersey Joe closing us out. Thank you so much, Joe.
You're welcome, guys. Bye-bye.
You bet. Take care. Okay, that'll do it for today, folks. Thank you so much, Rachel Keene, awesome. For joining me today and getting me through this.
It's fun. My pleasure, Andy.
It was a lot of fun. Okay, folks, if you missed the first hour, it replays next. Tomorrow is movie day with the topic Saturday Night Live cast movies. We're going to have fun with that. Until then, drive safe, God bless, and thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.